Good morning. Welcome to the Thanksgiving morning, Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we continue through the devotional journal, A Heart of Thanksgiving. And on this Thanksgiving Day here in the United States, it's a good time to pause and to really think about our thankfulness. For many people, it's a different Thanksgiving than they've ever experienced. In reality, every one we've ever had is different in some way, but I think the differences for most people are more obvious this year. And so in the midst of that, are you thankful? Today's specific topic in the devotional journal is being thankful for God's goodness. Psalmist writes, and it talks about the goodness that God has stored up for those who fear him. And we recognize as Christians, as believers in Jesus, that his goodness has been shared with all of us. I grew up on a farm where not only did the livestock survive the winter by the harvest that we had stored up for them, we survived the winter through the harvest that we had stored up for ourselves. And God has stored up goodness for all those who fear him, who trust him, who have put their faith in him through his son Jesus. Today, as we spend time praying, as we spend time pausing to give thanks, I would encourage you to take time to consider specific aspects of God's goodness that he has and is sharing with you. His goodness that he is sharing with you today. His goodness that he has been sharing with you this year, throughout your life. You see, God has given us himself through his son Jesus. So think about God storing up goodness. It's one of those elements that I don't know that we ever think about storing it up. And yet throughout Scripture, God has encouraged his people at various times to store up, not for themselves. I mean, that has drawn sharp criticism from God. At least not only for themselves, but to store up so that we would have things to share with others in their time of need, and to store up so others would have things to share with us in our time of need. If you remember the story of Joseph, a young boy, not liked by his brothers and eventually sold into slavery and mistreated there and lied about and put into prison, and eventually God raises him up to the second in command in all of Egypt. God had sent Pharaoh a dream. And it was through this dream that not only was Joseph able to let him know what God wanted done, but it was through the dream that Joseph got noticed and pulled out of that prison and set in charge. But the dream was all about a time of feasting, a time of plenty, a time of celebrations that would be followed by a lengthy famine, a lengthy time of need. And God's instructions through Joseph was that they were to store up during those 7 good years so that they would have enough for the 7 lean years. But it was all about providing for one another. It wasn't about accumulating for self. When Jesus condemned the rich man who had built, tore down his barns and built bigger ones, the condemnation really doesn't seem to be about the storing up of his harvest. It's about his lack of generosity, his unwillingness to share, his thought that everything that he had was all about him. And I have to tell you, as we spend time being thankful for God's goodness, if God had that attitude, if the goodness that he has stored up was all about him, was all about his benefit, we would be in trouble. We have no real goodness of our own. James says that every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of heavenly lights, which do not shift about like shadows, not change like shifting shadows. His goodness is constant, it's consistent. So what do we do about it? If we're thankful for God's goodness, how do we respond to that? Well, I think the obvious is with gratitude. But what ought to be just as obvious is we respond in a like manner that God does, by sharing it. Many people around you and around me will only know of and see the goodness of God if you and I share it. If we take the goodness that we have received out of what God has stored up and given to those who fear him, if we take that goodness and we decide that it's all about us, well, it kind of comes across that there are a lot of people that God doesn't care about. But if we take the goodness that God has stored up and he has shared with those who fear him, and we share it with the people around us, and we do so in a way that God gets the credit, in the way that we share Jesus, then all of a sudden others know of God's goodness. I think I've mentioned this before on one of the broadcasts, but as I spent some time with the International Disaster Emergency Service in Louisiana specifically, and consistently we were having people want to know why we were doing what we were doing. The first question was, how much is it going to cost? And there were those that, when we explained that it was all volunteer, it was all free, wanted to pay something, that were so appreciative, so filled with gratitude that they wanted to give something. And one of the guys that I was working with loved his comment, because the one family was looking at the equipment that we were using, and each of us had our own chainsaw and the equipment that made the cleanup a lot easier than it would have been if they had been forced to do it themselves. And their comment was, that stuff costs money. And this guy that I was working with said, Jesus paid it already. And I know we like to think, and we do think, and rightly so, that Jesus paid for our salvation. His death on the cross bought our freedom. But how more generous would we be if everything that we had, we said in our mind, we said in our heart that Jesus paid for it. It's covered. And then we went on to talk about, with this couple, that they in turn should share what they can with others. That it wasn't us that we needed, that they needed to share with. But they did need to share. And as I think about God's goodness, I think about all of the things that He has stored up for us. And if we were to receive it all at once, I think we would be so overwhelmed. Not only so overwhelmed, but I think that we would, well, not appreciate it. We would expect more. And God delivers His goodness in the right time and the right schedule to our benefit. Today, as we pray, I would ask that you spend time listening to God. Spend time doing a personal inventory of the goodness of God that has been showered upon you. Spend time thanking God for His goodness. Spend time asking God how you can represent and share that goodness with others. And even as you pray, make a note, a physical note that you can see that can be a reminder of what you're going to do with the goodness God has shared with you. And then whether it's today or later this week or sometime soon, do it. Share God's goodness out of the generosity that He has stored up in you that comes from what He has stored up for you. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You have been so generous with us. You have stored up so much goodness. And You've not simply stored it up to keep it away from us. You've stored it up so it's available to us. And Father, as we consider our possessions, when we consider the things on this earth, may we be mindful of that distinction. As we store up, may we be very careful that we're storing up in order to have things to share rather than storing up in order to keep things from someone else. Father, may our hearts be transformed into the generosity that was displayed in Jesus, who not only gave, He gave Himself. Father, on this Thanksgiving day here where I live, I pray that we really would be thankful. That whether our day looks similar to previous holidays, gatherings, or whether it looks very different, that we would be thankful for Your goodness. A goodness that You share with us in good times and in bad times and in times of plenty and in times of need. And Father, as we gain from Your goodness, may we be very deliberate about sharing that goodness with others. May we do so knowing that You have paid the price. That You have not only purchased us, but You have paid the purchase price of any goodness that we would have within us, such that it is Your goodness that flows through us and from us. Father, as I pray, I continue to pray each day for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that they would see within us the goodness that You have put within the family, within Your body, within them. Father, I pray that they would see and experience and be involved in sharing in Your goodness in such a way that they too would share it with others. Father, they consider all that you are. My mind simply cannot comprehend the fullness of you, let alone the fullness of your presence within me. Yet as I consider that which is known and that which is experienced, the vastness of your goodness, the impartiality of your goodness, the great desire of your heart to share that goodness with anyone, Father, as I consider the people around each one of us today, may they experience goodness from us, because we have learned it from you. Father, for those individuals in our life that we encounter that our first reaction is not goodness, may you forgive us and may we be transformed into seeing them differently than we've ever seen them before. And even in the times when we can't help in a way that's wanted, may we help in a way that's needed. I think of the beggar asking for alms and wanting money and the apostles not having that, but giving something even greater. So, Father, may we look beyond that which is visible to see that which is spiritual. And because of your goodness, may we grow in our goodness. And, Father, when we are lacking, may we come to you knowing that you have stored up an abundance, that you will refill us with your goodness so that Jesus can be seen in all that we do. And so, Father, today as we live a thankful life, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. This has been the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.